Ladies and gentlemen, here is another program brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your use of our Hillbilly products. We hope you enjoy these special Sunday programs and also hope that you will listen through the week to our other programs. Now, here is President Pat O'Daniel, who will conduct the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. And it is indeed a pleasure again for the Hillbilly Boys and myself to try our best to entertain our many listeners who listen to these Sunday programs. To start the program off in Sunday spirit, the Hillbilly Boys give you their rendition of that famous old hymn, Right in the Corner.
Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from war, but you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where just above a clouded sky that you may help to clear. Let not narrow self your way debar. Though into one heart alone may fall your song of cheer. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor, you may guide across the bar. Right on the corner where you are. Here for all your talent, you may surely find a need. Here reflects the bright and morning star. Even from your humble hand, the bread of life may feed. Brighten the corner where you are.
Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor, you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner.
And you know, friends, we try our best to entertain you folks out there in the radio audience with the Sunday songs and hymns that you like to hear best. And as an example, here is an old hymn that we have received many requests for, and Leon will sing it for you. Lord, I'm Coming Home.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide. Trust thy love, believe
Lord, I'm coming home, coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. I need his cleansing blood, I know. Now I'm coming home. Oh, wash me whiter than snow, Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide
Leon, that was mighty fine. As usual on these programs, folks, these hillbilly boys do a number for a certain or a specific group of people. Today we wish to pay our homage to a very grand old group of women, our grandmothers. Yes, sir, I have a dear old grandmother, too, the best that best could be. Well, she is one that I just can't describe, definitely. She is like a, more like a golden sunset that an artist can't even paint perfectly, much less give a verbal description. For my grandmother in heaven and my living grandmother that I'm lucky enough to have on earth, and also for all the grandmothers, wherever they may be, Hillbilly Boys will do this dedication for them. Rocking along in an old rocking chair.
Alone in an old rocking chair, I saw an old mother with silvery hair. She seemed so neglected by those who should care. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair, her hands were calloused and and old. A life of hard work was the story they told. And I thought of angels as I saw her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair.
Don't call them old folks just because their hair is gray, their wrinkled face, their shoulders bent with trials of bygone day. Call them Amy, Bill, or Ben, whatever be their name, and treat them like you would if they were had wealth and fame. Don't make them feel inferior or like they're in the way. Encourage them and cheer them up and brighten up their day. Someday we each may be like them, aged and weary too. So do unto others that which you would have them do to you.
Bless her old heart, do you think she'd complain? Though life has been bitter, she'd live it again and carry that cross that is more than her share. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair, I look at her and I think, what a shame. The one who forgot her, she loves just the same. and I think of angels as I see her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair.
Thank you, Horace, and thank you, Maker Wicker, for reading that poem, Don't Call Them Old Folks. As you know, friends, we do not commercialize on these programs. All we want to do on these Sunday programs is just to make you feel at home during the 15 minutes and entertain you with your favorite Sunday songs or hymns. Send your request in to the Hillbilly Boys in care of this station to which you are now listening. I believe we have time for another good old hymn on this program before we have to leave you folks, and also one that we have received many requests for during the past week. Here it is, and if you know it, just join in and sing with us. I know the Lord has laid his hand on me.
Did ever you see the like before?
I know the Lord has laid his hand on me.
King Jesus preaching to the poor.
I know the Lord has laid his hand on me. I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord has laid his hand on me.
Yes,
I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord has laid his hand on me.
That a happy day.
I know the Lord has laid his hand on me.
When Jesus washed my sins all away.
I know the Lord has laid his hand on me.
Oh, I know the Lord. I know the Lord. I know the Lord has laid his hand on me.
Yes, oh, I know the Lord. I know the Lord. I know the Lord has laid his hand.
Friends, it looks like our time has slipped away, but we have truly enjoyed being with you in your home during the last 15 minutes, and we thank you very much for your kind invitation. I hope we can be together sometime on another Sunday meeting, just like we did on this one. So until we meet again, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the Hillbilly Boys wishing for all of you the best of health, and may God bless all of you.
In presenting this program, it has been our sincere hope that it would be an inspiration to someone along life's way. We hope that it has, and that you will attend church somewhere each Sunday so that you may receive the divine blessings that come only when we follow a little closer in the footsteps of Him who gave His life that we in return might have everlasting life. Thank you.